Hello, this is Taylor from Bangor, Cardiff.
Hey, how you doing? Is Chris here?
Chris?
Yeah.
No, but you can talk to me.
Okay. Who is this? Carter?
Yeah.
Carter, this is Rob Nixon over in North Carolina. How you doing, buddy?
Hey, I'm doing good. How you doing?
Alrighty. Look, I got some equipment that I'm going to be selling.
Okay.
I got a good friend down here. What it is something that I'm taking off my Elite Fleet. And
okay.
He wants to buy them. They're still in good shape, you know what I mean? And he's going to lease them back to the company underneath a short dedicated run.
All right.
Okay.
So, wait. First, can you give me your phone number really fast?
Yeah, my phone number is 910.
Yeah.
640-2251.
Last time we talked about that. Sorry, it was 910. What's the after that?
410-430.
Okay.
2251.
Gotcha. And you're looking to sell your equipment? Is that what you said?
Yeah, and I got a friend that wants to go through y'all to buy them. I've discussed y'all's program to him.
The equipment financing.
And he's happy with it, and he wants y'all to help him purchase these trucks.
Awesome.
He's available right now, too.
Okay, can I have his phone number?
Yes, I'm going to put you on the phone with him, then he can give you the information you need, okay?
If you could give me 2 seconds, I'm going to get my supervisor to get on the phone too as well.
10-4, that'll work, buddy. How you been doing, Carter?
I'm good, man. I'm just waiting to get off work here. Let the weekend begin. How about you?
You in California, ain't you?
Yep, San Diego.
Oh, yeah, man, you got, look, the man moved across the street from me. He's from San Diego. He was in the Corps out there, the Marine Corps.
They came
over here in Camp Lejeune.
You said you're in North Carolina?
Yeah.
Oh, I got a friend in Chapel Hill over there. Loving it. Yeah, he actually went to school at Asheville, sorry.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Is your guy with you?
Yes, he is.
All right, give me 2 seconds here.
Yes, sir.
Thank you for holding. This is Shaw.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Alrighty.
Good. So, Taylor kind of filled me in a little bit. You're looking. You have someone that wants to buy your equipment?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Let me just pull up your information here. Did we leave you a message today or another day?
No, ma'am. I've dealt with y'all in the past a few years ago.
Okay.
I dealt with Chris Moore.
Oh, yes, yes. He's not here anymore, but I remember seeing his name in our system.
Right. But anyway, what it is, these are some that I'm taking off my Elite Fleet.
Okay.
They're still in great shape, you know what I mean? We take real good care of our trucks and maintenance and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And this guy, what it is, I'm tooling him off my Elite Fleet with Monrovia. And he's going to buy them, then he's going to turn around, check this out, lease them back to the company underneath a dedicated run that is short hauls for Smithfield Packing.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll shoot you one right now.
In other words, they're coming from a 1,500-mile run. They're going to be going down to a 250-mile run.
Okay, okay.
They're going to change ownership. I'm going to sell them to him, and he's going to lease them back underneath the company.
Okay, yeah, I understand. So, you're selling it to him, and he's going to lease it back under the company, his company.
Right.
Okay. Okay. Okay, so is he like a trucker? Like a
yes,
truck company? Okay.
He's just starting off. He's got a lot of years of experience, though.
Okay, okay. Is he under, like, another big trucking company? It's like an owner-operator?
Yeah, he is driving for a company, which is his stepfather.
Okay.
And he used to drive for CR England back years ago.
Oh, yes. Okay. It's a big company.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm a contracted carrier to CR England for Smithfield Packing.
Okay. Okay, and then how much is this truck are you selling it to him?
Okay, there's three of them, hon.
Okay, three.
Okay. There's a 2,379 extended hood Peterbilt.
Okay.
It's got 762,000 miles on it, plus it's got a brand new, what they call, in-frame.
Okay.
The motor is a 475 C15 Cat.
Okay.
It has a 18-speed transmission.
Okay.
Okay, excuse me, it's a 13-speed transmission in that truck, I'm sorry.
No problem. Okay.
The truck is in immaculate shape. It's like a show truck. You see it, you'd be like, wow.
Yeah, I like Peterbilt ones. They look nice. They have a modern look to them.
Right. Then the other one is a 2004 Peterbilt 379 extended hood.
Okay.
Okay. It is 621,000 miles.
Mm-hmm.
It also has a brand new in-frame done by Caterpillar.
Okay.
It has the 475 twin turbo Cat C15 with a 18-speed transmission. That's the 70-inch Unibuilt sleeper. That's called the Coach.
Okay.
A real nice sleeper.
Okay, so this one's a sleeper. Is the first one a sleeper?
Both of them are.
Both of them, okay.
The first one was a 63-inch flat top. Unibuilt flat top.
Mm-hmm.
That's the flat top that you actually can stand up in.
Okay.
Not a raised roof. That's the one that the floor steps down. You know what I'm saying?
Not too familiar with that part of it.
Okay.
Yeah.
All the trucks have brand new tires, brakes, drums.
Oh, nice. Did you just replace all that?
Yes, ma'am, we did. We put brand new tires all the way around it. The back tires are the closed shoulder BFG multi-thread highway tire. The front tires are BFG steer tires closed shoulder. All of them are 24-5 big rubber.
Okay. Go ahead.
The last truck is a 2000 KT100 Airdyne Kenworth.
Okay.
It has a 475 twin turbo Caterpillar with a 13-speed transmission.
Okay.
The miles on that truck is 492,000 miles, and it also has a brand new in-frame.
Okay. Sounds good. So you have 13 speed, 18, and 13, right?
Right. And all the in-frames were done by Gregory Poole at Caterpillar.
Okay.
And they all have a full 12-month warranty.
Nice. And this one's also a sleeper?
All of them are sleepers, yes, ma'am.
Okay. Cool. And how much are each one of these are you charging?
2,000 Peterbilt. The 2,000 Peterbilt, we're asking $30,000.
Okay. Not too bad.
Oh, and the 2004 Peterbilt, we are asking
$40,000. Okay.
And for the 2000 Kenworth, we are asking $22,000.
$22,000,
yes, ma'am.
Okay. And the guy that's purchasing it from you, do you have his information?
He's sitting right here beside of me.
Oh, he is. Okay, cool.
He's a close friend of mine, almost like a brother to me.
Oh, nice. Okay, so is that why you're giving him a pretty good price?
Yes, he's a great guy, and you know, he'll do what he tells you he'll do. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's good. It's good to have a couple of those in your life.
Also, if you need to, ma'am, if you need the payments deducted, you let me know and we can make arrangements so that can be deducted and sent to y'all.
Okay, sounds good. So just to kind of find out a little bit more about, sorry, what's your name, the gentleman that's purchasing it from you?
His name is Austin. I'm going to put him on the phone. Here you go.
Okay, cool.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
Good.
Hey, Austin. So you're driving under. You're basically driving under your. You said. I think he said your dad or your stepdad's company.
Stepdad. Yeah.
Stepdad's company. Okay. All right. And then how long has that company been around?
He's been around for 30 years.
30 years. Okay. And how many drivers do you guys have under his company?
It's just me right now.
Just you right now? Okay.
He sold all his other trucks, and he's starting back over on trucks.
I see. Okay. And you guys are purchasing three? Or are they just kind of just for reserve, and it's just in case one of them dies or something, you have another one to fall back on?
No. All three of them are going to be put to work.
Dedicated run.
Ah, okay, okay. So are you guys hiring like another guy to operate it then?
I'm hiring two more.
You're hiring two more. Okay.
I'm going to be one, and I'm going to hire two more people.
Oh, okay.
There's two guys that are coming from Mr. Robbie.
Okay, okay. Sounds
They're
good.
Drivers. Both of them got 12 years or better. Perfect record. Everything.
Nice. Okay. And are you guys doing long hauls or short hauls or kind of a combo?
Combo.
Combo, okay. Okay. Okay, and then so what I can do is so basically we do equipment finance, commercial equipment financing. So what that means is basically we have to when we do financing, it has to be under a business name, and we have to finance it to the business basically. Do you think your stepdad would be open to us doing the financing through his business?
Can you repeat that again?
Sure. So we're a commercial finance bank. So what that means is basically we have to, when we do financing, is only strictly through businesses and not like a regular consumer. Since your stepdad is the owner of the trucking business, do you think he would be open to us doing the financing through his business, and then you guys take care of it in the back end?
Probably not.
No.
Because he's got so much on his plate right now with, you know, getting these trucks and all his logging equipment.
His what equipment, sorry?
Logging equipment.
Logging equipment, okay. Is he purchasing logging equipment right now?
No, yeah, he's got a bunch right now financed.
5-7.
Oh, it's financed right now. He's not like... Oh, he's already paying us. He's not looking for that right now.
No.
He has it on. Okay. Do you know if the logging equipment is under the his personal personal credit, or is it under his business credit? I'm not sure if that's too in-depth of a question right now.
Ma'am, I've got a business.
Oh, you do have a business?
It's a new business. Yes, ma'am.
Oh, I see. Okay. So you have a business. I thought you were just under you just work for your stepdad.
No, I've started a new business. That's why I'm purchasing these trucks.
I see. Okay, that makes a lot more sense now. Sorry, I missed that part. When did you start it?
3 days ago.
Oh. Not too long ago.
No.
Okay, and did you already file like a Secretary of State business filing?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. State. Okay. And then also for since so there's three different factors that goes into equipment financing, and also just to make sure I give you, you know, the best deal possible. The three things is basically time and business, credit, and the type of equipment. And then since you know, your time and business only 3 days, they probably won't be able to get you like a good deal. Do you think there's a way for me to talk to your stepdad and see if I can kind of work out something with him?
Maybe why you need to talk to him. I'm already a client of yours, and does he need a co-signer?
Huh? Sorry, I couldn't understand the last part.
I said I own the trucks already. I said, does he need a co-signer?
No. It's just basically since Austin's
put in his stepfather's name. He's not the one buying my trucks. He is.
Right, I understand. It's just that since Austin's business, he only started 3 days ago.
Correct.
Our minimum for you know, equipment financing is 6 months. So that's why I wanted to see if we're able to work something out with his stepdad's business, so that way we can get the financing in place.
He don't want to do that. If he has to do that, I'll just work the deal between me and him. Say fuck the bank. How about that?
Okay. Yeah, I'm just trying.
I want him to have these trucks one way or the other.
It's yeah.
And I'm trying to help him get established.
Right. I understand. Yeah, it's just with 3 days in time and business, so we can't really work out anything. We would need someone, a trucking business that's been around for a little longer.
I've been in business since 1998.
Right, but I mean like the time and business for his business that he's starting right now.
What do you mean?
So the business that we're doing the financing through, that's the business that we look at for we give the credit for the time and business. Since Austin's only been around for 3 days,
he's a new venture.
Right, exactly. So what we can do is we're going to have to wait a few months.
No, it's all right. Don't worry about it. I'll work the deal between me and him. He don't need no bank. I'll put it legal in paperwork and finance and lease purchase to him.
Okay. All right. I'm sorry. We can't work out anything.
I won't recommend a damn soul to you again. And you make sure that my buddy knows that I did call him. I told him when I got ready to take this truck off the fleet and get rid of him, I'd let him know and get the opportunity to finance him.
Okay. Yeah. Sorry. We can't work out anything right now.
You take a new owner operator. They got to have a start somewhere. You know what I'm saying?
I understand.
How in the world can they get a start if you got to have 6 months of business experience before you buy a truck? You got to be able to buy a truck in order to have a trucking company. This shit don't make no sense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know. I see what you're saying. It's just that's one of the factors we look at, and
every time I get an email from Cardcliff from y'all, they want new ventures. That's a new venture.
Yeah.
Okay, so evidently their emails are frauding me, right?
No.
Business with them.
No, that's not the thing. It's just we have a history.
What are they calling a new venture? A new venture is the startup of a new company.
No, new venture as in, you know, new business projects that you have coming up.
No, they say in new ventures. They don't say new projects.
Yeah.
A new venture is the startup of a new corporation.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I'm sorry. It doesn't sound like we can do anything right now.
Who is above you?
Who's above me?
Yeah.
I'm actually one of the supervisors here.
All right. What's your name?
My name is Ja.
Who?
Ja.
Ja?
Yeah.
Okay. Does Mike Costello still work out there?
No, he does not.
About Randy McIntyre, is he still there?
No, he's not here either.
Where are they at?
Did they go
to Seco where everybody else went?
I don't actually know where they went. I don't really ask about that.
I'm trying to let you know, baby, that I do a lot of business with Card.
Yeah, I understand. We definitely like doing business with you, but for Austin, yeah.
The people that I just confronted you with are on your corporate board. Do you not know your corporate board?
They're not here anymore.
Yes, ma'am. They're still listed on your corporate board. I deal with them every day.
Okay. Who do you deal with right now?
I deal with Mike Costello.
We don't have a Mike Costello here.
He is your second man. He is what they call your secretary of your corporate international board.
We don't have a Mike Costello here.
Yes, you do.
Yeah, it might have been from a while ago.
Like today?
No, we don't have Mike Costello here.
Do you know who your corporate board is? Your international corporate board?
Yes. Well, yeah, I'm sorry. It doesn't sound like we can do anything right now.
You're Zach.